attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
We have a lot of problems. It's because we don't follow the rule of law. We don't follow the Constitution.
By the way, Ron Paul cannot get elected.
Just one day after a raid on his farm, a local man goes back to selling raw milk.
We're hoping that one day the government won't make it so difficult to have that right.
National health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me out of here.
Robert Scottsdale.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
New York, a wonderful town. The Bronx is up and the battery's down. The free flow ride in a hole in the ground. New York, New York, it's a wonderful town.
Wow, that's something going way back there, Super Don.
Hey, show tunes on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, I'm not, I don't think I'm going to dance and sing like that with Ty Bollinger, but we're heading to New York after the show today. That's going to be interesting.
Well, I got
to
ask, who's Frank Sinatra, who's Gene Kelly?
I just don't think I could do either, but Neil Diamond was not in that film, so.
That was, no, not, the hairy chest did not make a cameo in this one.
No, we're going to have to go some New York, New York. Who knows what else we'll see. Hopefully a lot of organic food there. But we're heading there. And, you know, I don't know where we're broadcasting from tomorrow. Here we are. It's Monday. Welcome, everybody. Monday on the Robert Scott Bell Show. If you missed Sunday, it is already Monday. By the way, yesterday's show, really great. Super Don taking his producer duties not as intensely serious as he normally would. He says he was watching the game or listening to the game or something while
on.
I was going.
We're talking about the, you know, geez, it's the 49ers.
Were you really doing that?
The NFC Division playoffs and the Super Bowl coming up. This is the time when I get into football, so.
Oh, okay. Well, you were really doing
it. I didn't drop the ball, though, did I?
No, you were great. I didn't notice. But, yeah, watch RSB 180. You'll get an idea of what Super Don was up to yesterday on the show. It was funny. Anyway, great interview with Stephen Huer as well to open the year with him. Detoxify, remember, 15% off of One World Whey, which is the non-denatured whey protein we all use. Hopefully you too. And they have now the unflavored variety. Everybody loves strawberry, vanilla, and chocolate, but now there's one that's not sweetened with anything. No stevia or anything. So you can make it how you want. So that's a new addition this year. That is, the discount code Southern Whey for 15% off until February 18th. Let's see. What else we got? Oh, Joni Abbott's gonna be joining me in a little while. She's gonna be talking about, did you ever, Super Don, do you ever in, a dental appointment ever get laughing gas?
Yes, when I was much younger, yes.
Yeah, I remember that. Evidently,
floating on a cloud.
They're bringing that back, but they want to do it for childbirthing. I don't know about this, but Joni's certainly got a strong perspective, so we're going to get that.
You know, I think the husbands might possibly approve that one, you know? Much better to have your wife sitting there laughing hysterically at you rather than gripping your hand with white knuckles and saying, you did this to
me. I think it's better for the men. That way you're not going to intoxicate the little babies. But we'll find out about that. Speaking about intoxication, of course, the water issue in West Virginia has not gotten any better. Stephen yesterday talked about distillation process as well. I still want to put the echo system on that to ionize, structure it, everything as well. So hopefully you plug into Robert's Water. Go to robertswater.com and check that out as well. We got so many events coming up, Don. My head is spinning. I mean, this Wednesday, Ty and I will do this thing out in Huntington Station at the Unity Church. We're broadcasting from Massapequa at a organic food and juice bar.
Yeah.
On Wednesday, but again, we don't know where we're going to be Tuesday, so New Yorkers that you're listening today, we'll announce it sometime or look out for on the social networks or heads up somewhere, and we might be at a public venue. You might want to drop by and see us in New York on Tuesday,
just
tomorrow.
Just hop right in and surprise everybody.
Yeah. Also, Dr. Rasha Bitar is back, and we've got some radioactive discussion, some brutal stuff regarding the Navy and the USS Ronald Reagan with the sailors on it after Fukushima. Massive radiation influx, and we're just now hearing about it, like 2-3 years later. I don't know what's on the horizon as far as other stories. There's some stories we've missed over the past few days. This one is bizarre. I mean, this is, you know, when I'm having a cookout barbecue, I'm not going to Walmart for my meat, if you know what I mean. Did you see this one on Natural News? Walmart recalls donkey meat. Now, that should be the end of the headline. Walmart recalls, and you go, okay, somebody accidentally said donkey meat. But no, the donkey meat was the right stuff they were supposed to sell. It was happened to be tainted with fox meat from stores in China.
I don't know why, but I'm thinking the old peanut butter cup commercial. You got fox meat in my donkey meat, right?
Oh, no. That's not so nice. But wow. I don't know. When I read that headline, I thought it should end at the donkey meat. But no, the donkey meat was supposed to be sold. It was the fact that there was fox meat in it that made it a problem. I thought
unicorn meat was weird.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the unicorn meat might not be as rare. Also, this one we missed the other day as well. We meant to cover it yesterday on the air. Self-medicating moms more likely to give pain meds to their kids? I mean,
this is not a shock.
No.
This is not a shock. We've talked about the whole concept before of, you know, how do kids learn to pop pills for everything?
Mm-hmm.
Well, obviously they see mom and dad do it.
Right.
And so that's just what you do. And what they found here is that mothers who frequently use over-the-counter pain relievers are more likely to give them to their children, too. And this is a Danish study, but I think if you did this study anywhere, mm-hmm. especially in the United States, probably more so in the United States, that you would see that this is something that's completely obvious. That if you yourself believe that if I've got a, you know, doesn't matter what it is, headache, I've got diarrhea, I've got gas, I've got whatever, you know, that there's a pill. We got a pill for that, right? You know, you got guys like Larry the Cable Guy out there who's, you know, riding in his four-wheel drive doing spinning donuts and jumps out of the truck and says, I take my Prilosec every morning for heartburn.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, you just end in your digestion right then and there. And you know what's sad about the story, of course, the adults, it's bad enough that adults take acetaminophen, which is highly liver toxic. The fact is they're more likely to give it to their kids if they do it, just like it's, you know, or popping a Flintstone vitamin, which is not a whole heck of a lot better, quite honestly.
One of the things they highlight here is acetaminophen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is very, you know, and listen, I mean, come on, it's liver toxic, and it's crazy.
Although they claim that it's not. That's the weird thing about this Jensen guy that's quoted here, the researcher from University of Copenhagen in Denmark. He says it's a safe treatment for many forms of mild pain and has few known side effects.
No, come on.
Except for liver damage, liver failure.
How can somebody say that? The statistics are there. They're government statistics showing that the majority of people that show up in emergency rooms with liver failure is due to acetaminophen overdose. I mean, it's an established fact. We've talked about this a million times.
Yeah, by the way, they call it something else overseas, even though we know it as Tylenol and acetaminophen. Did you see that? It's a whole different story, because we've got listeners all over the world.
Paracetamol?
Can you pronounce it?
Paracetamol.
Yes, something along those lines. So if you're listening around the world and you're not sure, what are they talking about? Well, that's it. And we want you to obviously look very carefully and closely before you take these pain relievers. And again, if you really were onto something good like we are, you'd be doing your CBD, the hempmedspx.com. That's the cannabidiol for the feeling of the receptor sites and reducing pain without intoxicating the liver, which I believe is highly superior indeed.
Right. I got to hand it to this Jensen guy, though, because he goes on in the article to say that in many cases, because they're talking about kids not feeling well, kids feeling, you know, have fevers and stuff like that. And this guy Jensen, he actually says in many cases, bed rest, a glass of water, staying indoors, and just ignoring the symptom would be just as effective. Well, come on. I mean,
sounds like what people should be doing for flu, for the phony swine flu, which, by the way, I think you think you had the swine flu, didn't you?
Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, I had a flu of some sort. Just for fun, because there's so many H1N1 stories in the news right now. I just wanted to remind myself of what the symptoms are of H1N1. And I mean, bing, 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 bing. I had them all.
Mm-hmm.
So it could have been I had H1N1, and I more or less pretty much just did what Jensen said: a glass of water, head rest, stayed indoors. ignored the symptoms as best I could, and then my wonderful, just completely, totally awesome friend, Robert Scott Bell.
No, not his, me. I didn't want to do it. It's my wife. My wife, that's right.
Sent me a box.
I was still upset with you for not telling me you were out of stuff. But my wife
said, toughing it out.
Overlooking that and said, no, 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 you got to send them a care package. So it arrived.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sitting here. I mean, you can't see us because we're on the radio right now, but I got the silver hydrosol, and that is huge.
We'll have to show. Maybe we can show them in the RSB 180 after the show.
Yeah. And you know what? I can actually do the quick draw now because
what do you
got? I've got the Beta 1 3D glucan.
Ah, from Better Way Health. Excellent.
First time. Yeah, I took a couple of those today for the first time, and I've got my chromium and my selenium, and this cool new product here that I'm checking out here called OxyLent.
Yeah, our good friend Lisa Lent. She's a sweetheart. She came out with a cleaner version of, you know, all those emergency packets that people take. This actually is, you know, non-toxic, no artificial sweeteners. It's got stevia in it.
Yeah, it's sweet with stevia. It comes with these cool flavors, and it's fun to drink because it's fizzy.
Yeah, yeah.
I like it. So, I'm feeling much better today.
Super Don is a happy Don. He's feeling a lot better. I'm glad to hear that.
Good stuff.
Well, good news. And like I said, the Health Freedom Express, we got to get you on the road soon. So please do what you can. Support Super Don getting out there on the road. And that's at healthfreedomexpress.com, healthfreedomexpress.com. We usually try to link it up in the show notes. If it's not there, just go direct. And if you could tell, you know, going to the city that never sleeps might not be a good idea because I didn't sleep much last night getting ready for this thing. I need some rest. And hanging out with Ty, I know we're not going to get rest. We're just going to be having too much fun together and going out and doing some, you know.
I mean, how ironic is that, right?
Yeah.
You know, man, I sure could use some rest. I think I'll go to New York soon. What?
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
I'm so tired of the wind, I think I'll go visit Chicago.
We'll have a lot of good people, a lot of vitamin L happening. Leanna Werner-Gray, expect to see her up there as well. And Gene Weiss and the gang that's helping to put this thing on Wednesday evening. So plan ahead. We're going to be up there. Hopefully it won't be too cold. It's not as cold as it was last week, so but I'll be bundled up just in case, my thin Florida blood for now. But thank you for being here, everybody, cranking it up on a Monday. Joni Abbott's going to be with us in a moment. Super Don, going to hang out, or you got to go run off and do something?
I've got a few things to do, so I'll just be hanging out here in the background, let you and Joni do your thing.
All right, check it all out. Links are up, robertscatbell.com. Thanks for being here on Natural News Radio and GCN. We'll be right back.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
As I mentioned, after the show today, heading to New York City with Ty Bollinger, and guess who's going to fill in on Thursday when we're traveling back? My good friend, Joni Abbott, right here from Natural News Radio and beyond. And Joni, I am so grateful for you, and I'm just glad I can get you on early, too.
Thank you. Yes, I'm really happy to do it for you, and I always have a fun time, and I just love filling in on your show.
Yeah, so look forward to that on the Thursday edition this week. But right now, you're here, and I get to interview you. And a topic, interestingly enough, I do remember utilizing this substance in the dentist's office eons ago. As a child, when I was having I had four teeth removed before I put on braces. They were my first molars or something behind the eye teeth. And they gave me the nitrous oxide, the laughing gas. Okay.
Did you laugh?
I hallucinated. It was like I was in like the Middle Ages, the Renaissance, and they were like like a giant pair of pliers was coming at me, and and I'm like cussing at them, and I'm sure I'm not saying anything of I think what I'm doing, because I'm so hallucinating. You know, and of course, that's a vivid memory I have of that event. I wasn't in pain that I remember, but it was kind of scary. So now they're saying nitrous oxide is going to be used during labor, childbirth. Is this true? What's going on?
Yes, it is. There was a story that just came out on Slate.com called Bring Me the Gas, Nitrous Oxide in the Delivery Room. Yes, please. And of course, my mommy here is just stand straight up, right? Like, no more interventions. What are you doing to these poor women while they're giving birth? But according to U.S. Today, most women in the U.K., Canada, Australia, and even Scandinavia have been using laughing gas, other known as nitrous oxide, for pain relief during childbirth. It's not been available for years here in the U.S., but some maternity wards are now starting to use it. And everything in me says no way that's going to increase the C-section rate. And in fact, you mentioned hallucinating. There was some comments that I was reading, and a mom actually said, I hallucinated. I was out of control. It made everything worse. I couldn't come down from it. And then there is going to have to force a C-section at that point.
Wow. So you probably might perceive if we take, let's say, reality out of reality of the experience of childbirth, with any medication, particularly a psychoactive or something that can create hallucinogenic reactions. I mean, I remember actually suffering from the hallucinogens of, I would say, I think I'm having an hallucinogenic moment right now remembering it.
Right, you're hallucinating now just going back and talking about nitrous oxide.
Yeah, and you know, listen, the controversy, of course, of Western medicine, childbirth, that, you know, that's your wheelhouse. And I know there have been things that we can acknowledge that modern medicine is great when there is genuinely a danger and you need that intervention. That's fine. But is it in all the places? No, absolutely. It's not even close. But what is this movement? Do you perceive what you're reading on this and learning about this, the nitrous oxide, is better or worse or the same in terms of a disastrous, unneeded intervention that could make a childbirth experience actually much more dangerous?
Right. Well, it says, you know, it's not there to eliminate pain as an epidural does, but women report that nitrous makes them care less about the pain. Well, if you're worried about, like you said, it made the things that they're going to use to pull your teeth out look like these big medieval things. Well, no, of course, they're going to care a lot less about the pain when they think somebody from the middle, like medieval times, are coming at them to get their baby out.
No, I mean, think about that. You know, how your body is doing one thing, and then suddenly because you're in a hallucinogenic perspective or a state of mind, you're going to fight against rather than work with the body, which is what, you know, I think should be happening here.
Right, right. That's exactly my point. Anytime you give an intervention, if it alters the hormones or it alters what's going on neurologically, it alters any portion of that birth, it's going to affect the baby and it's going to affect how your body perceives or handles what's going on inside of it, thus causing more distress to the mom, even mentally. Her birth will stop. I don't know, most people don't realize that labor can reverse itself. Any mammal, when they get the sense that they're in danger, their labor can actually stop, you know, halt completely and reverse itself, and baby can start making progress in the opposite direction, going back up the birth canal, and that can cause some danger too, especially if they're getting close to coming out, then that would cause the more intervention.
Well, we think about how much our perception shapes reality. Just look at Bruce Lipton and his findings about that, and you say, all right, let's alter the mind through the use of an inhaled substance like nitrous oxide. Suddenly you're in that fight or flight mode and your body shuts down and reverses. Now you have a genuine potential problem of the health of this baby, the viability, survivability of the childbirth experience, and more likely, and we talked off the air, and I think you mentioned earlier, more likely scenario for a surgical intervention like a C-section that might not have been necessary. We got to take a break here. Joni Abbott's with me, kicking it off, and next hour, Dr. Rasha Bitar for some advanced medicine. Now we're doing some advanced birth non-medicine. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Thank God for Joni Abbott. She's with me today. And after the show, heading out to New York. We got to go to New York City with Ty Bollinger. And we're going to see my girlfriend, Carol Ault. No, just kidding. I joke.
Now that's going to be at Sex and Tots.
You know, the thing is, it's funny, Joni. My wife's wonderful. She talks about all these women in my life. And your girlfriend there, your girlfriend, Liana. And of course, it's not. It's just fun. But, I look at all of this as spreading the vitamin L in a good way and bringing the power to heal back to the folks wherever they are. And there are people serving with a mission, a passion like you do in broadcast media and in your own personal life, trying to teach folks, particularly in this case with this subject, women, what to look out for so that they can have a healthy, successful, natural childbirth. Or even if they're in a hospital setting, that we want to reduce or minimize the need for or a perceived need for a surgical intervention like a C-section. I guess that's why this nitrous oxide subject came up.
Yeah, it concerns me anytime there's any kind of chemical intervention, you know, anytime there's anything administered that they think is going to reduce pain, when really there are really some great things like hypnobirthing, the Bradley method, you know, even Lamaze classes. When the woman understands what's happening to her body and why, she can better, and from an educated standpoint, manage that pain and understand that, like, a contraction, especially in the most, you know, heaviest parts of labor, is only going to last like a minute and a half. So knowing if she can endure that, even though it's very strenuous on her body, understanding her body's purpose and, you know, what the baby's doing during that time, all of that really helps. And I know it helped me have a completely natural, drug-free birth. And that's the real empowerment for women in any realm. But that's what also just allows her to feel so free in her motherhood and creating that bond with her baby, with the oxytocin exchange, and it helps with the breastfeeding. I mean, it's just really one of the most powerful things we can go through. And for a woman to miss out on that, she just really doesn't even understand what she's missing out on
well,
entirely.
We recognize, too, that most, if I could say it that way, I know it's a generalization, but most Western women, and I could say this about Western men, are not in that optimal state of health and vitality and strength to be able to withstand the childbirthing process totally, in the same way that if we go, for instance, to the heart of an African nation, not as much touched by the Western world, the Western
right.
diet and things like that, that they could actually, you know, give birth and 20 minutes later, an hour later, 5 minutes later, get back on the train and continue on. That's almost unheard of. It's unfathomable as they look to do, you know what? You know, stay in a hospital for 3 extra days because they've been so exhausted and surgically altered in the process. I mean, again, this is part of the responsibility for a childbirth and labor becoming a disease.
Yes.
Certainly, it's partly due to the medical profession. We recognize that. But our own ignorance in caring for our bodies
is
also contributing to that.
It is. It is. Because instead of embracing this as a natural process, you know, often it's looked at as a medical procedure or in something that is in need of medical intervention. And we have so much of that going on. It's a billion-dollar industry in our country, and we have one of the worst morbidity and mortality rates, infant mortality rates in the world, you know. So if for being an industrialized nation, all the technology we have, we certainly are falling by the wayside and seeing more maternal deaths as a result of C-section as well. So nitrous oxide, though, in the use of birth, most, I don't believe that the adverse effects of it are being told to women. I mean, they think, oh, laughing gas, yay, it'll help me not care about the pain. But really, there are some things that can take place. I mean, what is that doing to the oxygen levels in the mother's blood? If, mm-hmm. you know, there has to be a constant flow of adequate amounts of oxygen. Otherwise, hypoxia occurs.
Yeah, that's a very good point, because obviously you're replacing some level of the oxygen content. That's, you know, part of the impact with the use of nitrous oxide. Did you see any other untoward effects, or are there any actual anecdotes being reported of women going through childbirth and labor with the addition of the nitrous oxide?
Not in the U.S. I mean, since this is still now something that's almost new, like some of the maternity wards in the United States are just starting to adopt some of this, but it is more prevalent in other countries, as this article said, Canada, Australia, the U.K., and Scandinavia. I'd have to look into that, because this is still kind of a new read for me. It's something that just came out, but this hypoxia problem, I mean, it can definitely cause a temporary increase in either the pressure and or volume of the cavity, depending, I'm sorry, I'm reading something here. It can cause death. I mean, really, they call it a phenomenon, but it can definitely cause significant morbidity or even death if it's not being used properly. And we know that a lot of people get overdrugged. I mean, how many whiffs of this stuff are they going to be allowed to give a pregnant woman or who's in labor and delivery? And, you know, what are going to be the effects? Because it does have the ability to oxidize and inactivate the vitamin B12 components of certain enzymes.
Mm. Yeah,
so we're starting to mess with our chemistry here.
I know that the medical profession always looks to say, I mean, we're not saying they intend to hurt anybody. That's not our statement. But the fact is they're utilizing these substances. They may be substituting another substance and thinking that it might be better, but in fact it might not be. It might be just as bad. Maybe it's worse in some ways. And, of course, the things that we're bringing up today, thanks to Joni Abbott, giving you some moments for pause. And, of course, we have a lot of listeners in Canada as well where they are evidently utilizing this again. So something to definitely look out for. What other strategies, and you know it so well, way better than I do in terms of, you know, given the possibility, the potential, and the reality of a woman who wants to experience a natural childbirth. I hinted at the fact that, you know, general health is everything ultimately. That if you are not healthy going in because you bought into the lies that there are no such things as nutrient deficiencies and all you need are drugs to get through, there's not much we can do to help you. But other things that can be done. I'll just mention one thing that I do know, of course, is the use of colophyllum, the homeopathic remedy. A lot of midwives have turned them onto over the years, the use of colophyllum, which is one of the cohoshes in homeopathic form to soften the cervix in preparation for birth. That's one simple tip among many that are out there.
Right, yeah. Evening primrose oil is another thing that might be used kind of in addition to or instead of the homeopathic remedy that you mentioned. When I was pregnant with my first child, they were having me insert those capsules vaginally to help soften and ripen the cervix. Perineal massage is another thing that would help keep your perineum intact. I think really good prenatal care. I talked about the innate response. Prenatal vitamins that you can get through my friend Jake Patrikowski at CEO in flipflops@gmail.com. Having that whole foods, really great nutritional, you know, foundational base for placenta building and staying strong during your pregnancy and making sure the baby's getting all of that. Also, brewer's yeast is a great form of folate instead of the prescription folic acid, which is synthetic. Brewer's yeast is one of the best forms of the folate that you would need during the pregnancy as well.
Yeah, important, yes.
Yeah, those are a few nutritional things you can do. And then, of course, I always suggest having a midwife and a doula and talking to them about having the natural childbirth because they are going to be the ones who can adequately train you. And then, of course, being your own best advocate and doing your research on the procedures that you feel comfortable with and being truly informed, having true informed consent by, you know, education, which is knowledge and power.
Yeah, I was thinking of another thing as we were talking, the use of cannabidiol, the CBD.
Yes.
Because the receptor sites, the cannabinoid receptor sites are very real, the endocannabinoid system, very real. There's a reason why you have receptors for this. And we're finding that the, here we're just talking now about the industrial hemp non-THC form, has tremendous power to reduce pain, reduce anxiety. And these are two very real, parts of, the experience for some that can be assisted without creating let's say more toxicological stress or a reduction in oxygenation. And evidently we're seeing that there is little or no negative benefit, little or no negative detriment to the baby. In fact, they're able to utilize this for children with cancer and other things and have great benefit. So I don't know if there's much research within the midwifery realm about CBD. I think that's something I'd like to hear more look into.
Yeah, no, I would enjoy that so much. Chris Boucher, thank you so much for the hookup, was on my show, and we talked about, you know, let's dispel the myth of cannabidiol and cannabis oil use in children and for pregnant women. I can see the benefit completely and didn't even really think about that, but I think that would be something to give, that would work beneficially for women laboring, even for any amount of anxiety as well. I think it would probably be really helpful during the whole pregnancy, especially if there's, any inflammation going on. The Jamaican women, I believe, or women in the Caribbean, there are cultures who smoke marijuana their whole pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe they say even that it makes the baby stronger.
Yes.
Or they're believed to have better birthing outcomes.
Yes, and again, we're talking about almost reprogramming our entire culture because we have been programmed to believe that plant is the devil's weed, as it's been called. But in reality, it's got such profound properties, healing properties, that even in the most extenuating of circumstances, where we say, well, we wouldn't want to use that because children or babies are involved, we're finding there's actually benefit. Again, we're not advocating anything for you. We want you to consult with whoever you consult with on that, but to bring this information out and realize that, of course, we've been lied to about a lot of things,
right.
Not the least of which is a plant that God created and can be utilized in many different ways. But again, if you're concerned about the THC component, that's why we have the hempmedspx.com linked up in the show notes as well. We still have the discount running thanks to Chris Boucher, and that's at hempmedspx.com. If you enter BELL30, you can get 30% off. For those of you who like to try it, even chewing gum, for goodness, I don't know. Can women chew gum when they're in labor? Maybe not a good idea.
They can do, you know what the lie is that they can't eat or drink or do anything during labor. And you know what? You can eat, drink, move around, be happy, laugh a little bit, kiss, have sex, do whatever you need to do to help get that baby here. And whatever you feel like doing, and that's the great thing about home birth, is you're not tethered to a bed or tethered to the, or have strapped down with the ultrasound or the, not ultrasound, I'm so sorry, the fetal heart monitoring, monitoring device. You're not strapped down to that like I was with my first birth, which is what made me say for the next two, no thank you, I'm going to opt for home birth. I don't want to be strapped to a bed. And you can utilize whatever means necessary to keep you comfortable and happy during a home birth, and that gets the baby here so much safer.
What other resources can we let the Robert Scott Bell Show audience know in terms of this? I mean, I've had a lot of friends recently who just had babies, so we're already past it. There was seemingly like a mini baby boom, at least among my friends. It wasn't my fault. I didn't do it, I promise. But the reality was we've been hearing a lot about this, and you know, those that are exploring that possibility of bringing new life onto the planet. I mean, some would say, why would you do that at this point? I understand, but there are larger forces at play in this regard. There's an urge to procreate, we know, and bring new life here. But the question is of resources. Do you have a website that you host? We're about on a break, in fact. I've got a, actually, I'm looking at this, and you can think about that on the other side. We'll get to that. Joni Abbott here. She's going to wrap up the first hour with me on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and then we'll be joined by Dr. Rasha Batar for some advanced medicine. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds. that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, Advanced Medicine coming up with Dr. Rasha Bittar. We're going to be talking about the radiation-exposed sailors after Fukushima. It's a brutal story just coming to light, and we've got that coming up next hour here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. But Joni Abbott, God bless you. I love you. Thank you so much for being on board today as we're heading out of town really quick. Now, resources. Always want to get folks resources, how they can follow up.
Yes, well, I love Ricky Lake, and I love her documentary, The Business of Being Born. She just came out with another one called Breast Milk. It really helps to show you what your options are with natural birth. So she has a website called mybestbirth.com, and that's a community where you can find all kinds of things. Also, thebirthingsite.com is another place. I've actually written articles for them and have a really great relationship with them as far as resources go. So those are a couple of places, just kind of quick, you know, website that you can go to look up more information. And, yeah, of course, Homegrown Health Facebook page. You can always message me, and I would be happy to try to pass along information for you, too.
Right. And, of course, archives for the Homegrown Health radio shows on naturalnewsradio.com, along with you can find mine as well. And following up today, after Dr. Bittar, you're going to be on with your first show of the week. And,
I am.
Give us a sneak preview.
Well, I've been featuring the Fresh Superstars. Fresh Products is a green superfood, and it's different raw vegetables, greens, all ground up, ready for you to drink in just a little bit of water. It melts in beautifully in cold water, so you can get the extra greens in for your day that you need to keep your body in pH balance. And Howie Hoffman put me as one of the Fresh Superstars, so I'm on this fantastic list of people who I look up to as a Fresh Superstar. You can just go to freshproducts.com, go to the Connect section, and click on the Superstars page. And I've been interviewing every single one of those Fresh Superstars every week. And today I bring you Jeremy Scott from Jeremy Scott Fitness. He's a Fresh Superstar, and he's going to tell us all about his washboard abs.
All right. Very cool. Very cool. Now, and I'm not, I don't feel threatened at all. I'm just saying.
No, not at all. Well, then my dad was actually, he's going to join me, and we're going to have some lively discussion as well about his experience with the Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead documentary and juicing and all the things that he had done last year to help his health and where he is and what he's doing now.
Very cool.
So we're going to give an update,
Very cool. Now, we need an excuse to get together somewhere out in the ethers. No, in the on the physical plane, on planet Earth. I hear rumor there may be an event later in the year, 2014, in Branson, Missouri. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, it's called the Hungry for Health Gala, and our friend Organic guru, Lynette Pate. I sponsor, Homegrown Health sponsors her Fuel for the Body bike tour, and she's so passionate about not only non-GMOs, but non-toxic food, no glyphosate, and just really is a purist at heart. So she hosts this gala every year in Branson, Missouri, and it's going to take place April 3rd through the 5th, and I get to MC it with one of the three singing redneck tenors.
Wow.
So it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have a lot of vendors there and so many speakers. Bob Wright from the, I think it's American Anti-Cancer Society. Ian Jacklin's going to be there. And Chris Wark from Crispy Cancer, he's going to be there as well. And there's just going to be so many of us, including you, Robert Scott Bell. So we are going to get together and be our family again and get to see one another.
Wow, you think I can make it? All right. Well,
yes.
It could be cool. So we got a number of events coming up, Transforming Here 2014. Ty and I will be a Wednesday evening at the Unity Church there in Huntington Station, Long Island, New York. And then, of course, we've got a couple of events in Atlanta, I believe. I think the end of February, Ty and I will be together again with Better Way Health doing a couple of events there, the February 28th and maybe the following day as well. So stand by for that. Really exciting. Of course, we've talked about July in Asheville, North Carolina with King Bile. See how that's transforming a beautiful place to be in the summer. So even though we do miss the Health Freedom Expos, it's nice to see that some folks are filling the gaps and providing an opportunity to bring healing, you know, out into the world in this unique way that we do, 6 days a week here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, a couple of times a week with Joni Abbott and Homegrown Health. And excited that looks like we'll be able to get together as well. I've never been to Branson, Missouri. That could be fun.
Me neither. And, you know, I couldn't imagine going another year without seeing you. So I thought, this is great. We're going to keep our little Natural News family together here, and we'll all be at the Hungry for Health Gala. You can go to livehappybepure.com to find out more information about that.
The whole thing, livehappybepure.com.
.com.
Be pure. I'm writing it down. Make sure it's in the show notes. BePure.com. All right.
Happy. BePure. Yeah. .com.
We'll have to get Lynette on here as well and talk more about that. So lots of exciting things are going on. I'm appreciating you for helping me kick off the week here. Dr. Vitara standing by. And Joni Abbott will be on after the show today with her show. So keep sticking around for more powerful healing, because the power to heal is definitely yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water. The Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook, The Power to Hydrate, is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.